We are now going into the first interview of the show, and the Justice Desk returns to RX Radio, this time with their Sika Heroes from the Sika Yatemba Project. The Sika Yatemba Project mentors and supports young boys to become pillars of hope, women rights defenders, and leaders for an equal society. Lusanela and Siposethu are also young ambassadors as part of this Justice Desk Youth Ambassadors Project, which works to build a generation by empowering them to use their voices to fight for children's rights. They join us now via Zoom to talk to us about what they do. So, welcome to the show, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
Can you each tell us more about yourselves and the roles you play in Sika Yatemba Project and the Justice Desk Youth Ambassadors Project? Lusanela, you can tell us about work you do in Sika Yatemba Project, and Siposethu, you can tell us about the work you do as a youth ambassador for the Justice Desk Youth Ambassadors Project.
So I'm Lusanela, and I'm 16 years old. I am part of the Nsika Yatemba Project as well as the YA. So what we do at the Nsika is we do educational sessions where we've been thought about stereotypes, gender-based violence, how to challenge gender-based violence. And we also do outdoor sessions where we're having fun, so physical health, because we know physical health is well as important as our mental health. So yes.
And I am Siposethu. I'm from the Nsika Yatemba Project and also the YA. So basically what we do in the YA, it is basically children fighting for children's rights and being a leader and activist 365 days and trying to encourage other youth to join us and to become leaders.
So interesting. So can you each tell us why the work that you do in the Sika Yatemba Project and the Justice Desk Youth Ambassadors Project is important to you? Siposethu, and you can answer first, and then Lusanela.
We are ending gender-based violence. That's an important one because it's a major thing in our country. And we are trying to encourage younger people and the boy, especially the boys, to come with us and learn, and we educate them about this issue, and then we try to fight it together.
Being in the Nsika Yatemba Project is very important because a lot of boys out there don't have this opportunity to come and learn with us. So by being here, I am taking the information in and go back to my community to teach other boys as well. So me being here is like being here for my community. So I'm educating my community out there. Yes.
So, Lusanel, how has working with the Justice Desk impacted your lives?
Oh, it impacted my life, like, in a very positive way, like, to a great way, because out there, when I was in, I didn't join yet, I didn't know about gender-based violence. I was also, like, other children out there who were, like, doing these things, but didn't know how to end it, or, like, seeing this woman being beaten by his boyfriend or husband, but we didn't know this was wrong. So being here, I learned a lot of stuff. So this project, like, changed my life. It changed how I think. It changed how I do things, and also helps me to teach other children how to do this and that out there.
So, Siposethu, for children interested in youth activism work, can you please explain how they can join Justice Desk?
So basically, you come to our website on Google, and then you write your name and stuff, and then you say you want to join. And we'll teach you about a lot of things, and good things, especially. And yeah, so our website is www.justicedeskorganization. Yeah, that's how you join.
So our theme for today's broadcast is Working to be Free. Based on your experience while mentoring young boys to become pillars of hope, women's rights defenders, and leaders for an equal society, Siposethu, what would you want children to be free from in the future? Lusanela, what would you want children to be free from in the future?
I want children to be free from violence, to be free from all these bad things that they learn in their communities. I want them to feel free and to know good, because it's often not told to them. Good things. So I want them to be free from violence, to know good things.
I want children to be free from hate, because as children, we get a lot of hate, especially children with color. So I want children to be free from hate. I want children to be free moving around places without being judged or being looked weird because of how they look or their color of skin or things like that. So I want children to be free to feel free to move around without being hated.
I think That's amazing. So do you have anything else to add?
You can be an everyday activist too, you know?
So it doesn't matter how old are you or how people say you do or you can't do. It doesn't matter because we as young children have the power to end these negative things going on in our world.
And it's very simple. When you see someone doing something wrong, just tell them, stop doing this, and then educate them to do the right thing.
Well, thank you both so much for joining me. I really enjoyed that interview. And listener, I hope you did too.